Your years in Iowa as an educator, you were a coach?
Among other things. I moved from the country school after 2 years to a small town, and I was acting principal, and I also coached all the junior high sports at that school.
What town was that?
That was Griswold, Iowa. I was there just a year, and then went to northern Iowa to a town called Pocahontas. I was there for 4 years and essentially did the same thing and continued to work on my education.
You became president of the Iowa Secondary School Principals Association.
Yes, in 1966.
And you were invited to tour Eastern Bloc countries.
Yes.
What did you draw from those travels? Did that experience help shape your future philosophy?
To a degree, I was taken with the fact that when I was visiting, we'll say, schools in Moscow, their curriculum and their organization pattern was exactly the same as ours. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if this is a communist country and we're a democracy, should we be operating in the same organizational procedure? It was interesting to me to see that. I think there's a misunderstanding of the communist bloc at the time. Only about 10% of the people actually were accepted into the Communist Party. So the kids would start out, they would wear neckerchiefs, and there would be a communist representative in each school, and after school they would go to what they called the commissal, which I would say was like our YMCAs, and then some of them would begin their indoctrination, but only a small percent were actually chosen into the Communist Party. Well, in all of this, visiting Yugoslavia, Bulgaria, Romania, it seemed to me that their organizational format was very much like ours. They were practicing what we were doing here, which was lockstepping kids age and grade-wise, which seemed to me the antithesis of what we should be doing in a democracy. We should be maximizing the efficiency of individuals, not locking them in. We needed to make it possible for kids to advance, not in lockstep, but more rapidly.
So it was an epiphany of sorts.
Epiphany of sorts, yes, absolutely. And they also had some other interesting things. When we were in Moscow, I went to the Bolshoi and saw the prima ballerina from Denmark dance Swan Lake. Well, I'm a country boy, I'd never even been to a ballet. But then I remember going to Bulgaria, and they had simulated the Bolshoi in a school. And kids from all over the country came to the school as qualified artists. So they had already started what we later, in our own way, called alternative schools. I thought it was an interesting factor. And then in Denmark, because kids came from the rural areas where kids would come in for several weeks, they simulated a city. So kids would learn how to function in Copenhagen and the larger cities of Denmark. In that sense, they had already gone into alternatives that we did later.
So while we pride ourselves in the United States of maybe leading the world in everything, but then when you went to these other countries and said, wow, they're ahead of us in some of these areas, that had to be kind of a surprise to you.
It was, although I thought, well, that's what we're here for, is to learn and look at the ways those people operated. There were things that they did that were repressive to kids, too. But there were also those progressive aspects.